The Queen has died at the age of 96, with Buckingham Palace confirming Her Majesty passed away peacefully, surrounded by family at Balmoral. She was the longest-serving monarch in history, her 70-year reign celebrated with a four-day platinum jubilee in the UK earlier this year. Her first son, Prince Charles, who's now king, has released a statement saying, "A moment of great sadness," adding, "I know her loss will be deeply felt around the globe." Her grandson, Prince William, paying tribute to the Queen in his interview on the BBC several years ago.
"She's been a very strong female influence. Having lost my mother at a very young age, it's been particularly important for me that I've had somebody like the Queen to look up to, and who's been there, who's understood some of the more complex issues. So, no, she's been incredibly supportive, and I've really appreciated her guidance."
World leaders are also paying tribute, our Prime Minister saying, "This is a loss we all feel, for a few have known a world without Queen Elizabeth II. To other news now, and a 16-year-old boy has been charged with murder after he allegedly stabbed a man to death on Wednesday night. The 42-year-old man was found with stab wounds when emergency crews arrived at the Toyne Street home and sadly died at the scene. The 16-year-old boy is due to appear in Maroochydore Children's Court. Also making news, a pilot put his 20 years of flying experience to the test on Thursday afternoon when he was forced to land on just one wheel at Sunshine Coast Airport. The aircraft lost its nose wheel on takeoff and immediately turned around to complete the emergency landing. The plane came down on a grassed area on the northern side of the runway. The pair on board suffered neck pain and were taken to hospital as a precaution. And residents affected by the Noosa and Perigian bushfires have told of their experiences in a new short film documenting the disaster's impact 3 years on. The film features interviews with Holly Kemp and Pam Murphy, who lost their homes in the blaze. Noosa Council enlisted local filmmakers Pluggers to produce the 15-minute film.